On the surface, it's just a soda pop. A cold drink you can buy almost anywhere. But it's come to be more than that. How did this soft drink, Coca-Cola, become an emotional touchstone for millions around the globe? Trace that story, and you trace a small part of the world's story.
Well, I think Coke's great success over the years was in ingratiating itself into every change of society.
I've often said to friends of mine that I could probably teach a course in American social history and use nothing but advertising for Coca-Cola.
During the Depression, you could always call a fella and say, "Larry, meet me down for Coca-Cola. I want to buy you a Coca-Cola."
It brought with it the effervescence of American society in the effervescence of its drink.
If you're having a bad time, if the country's having a bad time, if the world's having a bad time, it's okay because there's still Coke.
'86 was a good year for cultural icons. The Statue of Liberty was unveiled to great fanfare in New York Harbor. In London, Sherlock Holmes first stalked the literary streets. And in the basement of a house in Atlanta, Georgia, an unsuccessful pharmacist was brewing up something that started out as a soft drink, but ended up an icon of its own. His name was John Pemberton. Everybody in Atlanta knew him as Doc, and he'd spent most of his life looking for the product that was going to make him rich.